Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
We have been speaking on this subject of building a great future today. Again, the emphasis in that title is that a great future is determined today by you, by your works, that is in relation to God. A great future is determined not in the future, but today. That what happens when you are getting into your future is that the seeds that you sow today will begin to bring forth fruit. And if you have sowed tears, you will bring forth fruit that will bring you dissatisfaction. But if you have sowed the correct seeds in life, you will find that the fruits will be satisfying and you will be blessed in enjoying the blessings of God. Now, we have established that there are three important things that we have to do in laying the foundation for a great future. These things don't appear like buy stocks. No, those are physical things. They don't appear like take a 25-year savings, in which case, at the end of 25 years, they will have money for you. The other day, I went into a bank. Somebody told me, start putting money aside for your children. I said, why? Said, because it's for their future. I said, the future they need, is they've gotten it already. I'm their father. I am a blessed man. I'm not saying it is wrong to save money for your children if you want, but there's no security in it. Are you getting my point? As I told the person, I am their father. I am a blessed man. I am increasing every day. For every 10 naira I put aside for them today, I will be able to afford 10,000 in the time they enter into their future. Now, speaking by faith, I'm a man of God. I'm a child of God. I believe what I'm trying to say. I am not saying it is wrong to save money. I am just saying that I have a greater investment for those children, which is my obedience to God. God said, because of that, your children will be great upon this earth. Every morning I prophesy upon my kids that you are a blessing in your generation. The blessing of God that began in me is going to flow on you and continue to your own children. That in this life, you will be ahead of your peers at all times. In everything that you do, you will succeed. You will never lack. Calamity will not come upon you, because the word of God has said to me that I will not bear children for calamity. The day you were born, there was a confirmation to me that calamity, it can never come near here again. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? That is a great foundation for the future is spiritual, it is not physical. Banks can close on your money. Many of you listening to me today, banks have closed on your money before. You are still waiting for NDIC to try and get you what they can. Are you getting my point? Stock markets can crash. They have crashed before. It wouldn't be their first time if they crash now. You understand my point? But the Bible says only the word of God abides forever. Let me tell you something about spiritual things. Job was a man who had spiritual substance. When Satan took everything from him, it only brought double back for him. That is the power of spiritual things. A man that is blessed can grow through adversity, but adversity can never keep him down. When he has finished going through adversity, he will come out doubly better than he was before. That is two times what he lost, the minimum he will come out with. That's what it is. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Now, listen to what I'm saying here again. The right foundation for the future is spiritual. That is, we talked last time briefly about what I call the priestly corner of life. That when Israel maintained the temple, when Israel sacrificed to God regularly in the temple, a modern day economist will analyze it and realize that those people were not doing sound economics. Because for certain days of the year, they will calculate how many billions of man hours are lost in traveling to Jerusalem for a sacrifice. And all the goods that they will go there to waste, both in sacrificing and in celebrating in God's presence, it does not make economic sense. But God said that is a foundation for their security. That is the assurance of their prosperity. If they do these things, I will not depart away from them, because I am the God that blesses people. The kingdoms of men belong to me. If I give it to anybody, the person has it. Anybody who is angry with him will only perish. And that's without remedy. I hope you are getting my point. That is, if you tap into God's blessings, your future is guaranteed. And what we are teaching is the tapping into of God's blessings. Are you getting my point? How does a man put his feet on the right path? How does a woman do the right things that will bring her into the blessing of God tomorrow? That is, tomorrow is determined today. We said there is seed time. Today is the seed time. Let me explain this principle again. Life is always in seasons. If you go and read the story of Jesus Christ and even the story of the Israelites, God spoke to Moses at a point in time. He said, tell the children of Israel to sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. He said, on the third day, I will come down. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And Jesus Christ said something that John the Baptist came, I'm paraphrasing now, as the first and second days in which a man was supposed to sanctify himself. He said he came preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He said, if you accepted the baptism of John, then you will be able to step into the miracles of Jesus. What am I trying to say? In your days, these days, the first and second days of your life, which is what we are talking about now, you are supposed to repent from your former works and come into the works of God. Then when you step into your future, which is the third day, then God will come down into your life. Do you get the point I'm making? If you read Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah explained it like this. He said, make straight a path for the Lord in the wilderness. How do you do that? By bringing down the hills and elevating the valleys. He said, what we'll have ended up doing is making an express route for the Lord in the wilderness. He said, then automatically the glory of God will be revealed. That is, success and prosperity is an automatically released glory if your ways are pleasing to God during the days of young manhood. Are you getting my point? That as a young woman, you can't live a reckless life thinking you will settle just in time to get married. You have sowed a seed so that the husband you will marry will never be able to take his eyes away from other women. That is, when God wants to give you a husband, he will give you a womanizer. The reason being that God said the things that were done, Solomon was explaining to us in the Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he said the things that were done, hidden, God will reward them and use them to build your tomorrow. When you keep your integrity, when nobody's watching, that is what God will use to give you a good husband. Are you getting my point? How do you lay a solid foundation for tomorrow? By tapping into the word of God and using it to order your ways aright. Last week we began to talk about the first of the three things we said we will talk about. We talked about faith, and I said we are also going to talk about works and words. Faith, we said, is the basis for life. There is nothing you do in life without faith. You go to a shop, you buy an electrical appliance. The only reason you buy it is because they told you to work. It is faith. But the faith that guarantees future is faith in God. And Paul explained in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he said they will have a weapon, an instrument of war. It is not fleshly. It is the word of God. What are we using it to do? We are using it to bring down every imagination and every speculation that is opposed to the knowledge of God. I discussed extensively the knowledge of God last time. That is, you have to understand that he that comes to God must believe that indeed he is God and is the one that rewards those that diligently seek him. That you have to understand that your nation is not God, your nation cannot reward you. The oil company is not God, they cannot reward you. The jobs you are looking for, they are not God, they can't reward you. If God blesses you, you will be a creator of jobs, not a taker of jobs. That is faith. There's a faith you must have in your society. There's a faith you must have in the place that God has planted you. That is, not faith in them directly, but faith that God can do anything in those circumstances. If you go and read Jeremiah chapter 29, God told the children of Israel, he says, see this land that I have planted you into. Pray for that land. He said, because in his prosperity, you will prosper. What he was saying here is this. Prosperity is in your prayer. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because people sometimes want to prosper in a place they have no love for. A man goes into civil service and tells you that it's not my father's business, and he complains when he's not promoted. How do you expect to be promoted when your heart, your love is not in your job? Every personal employer, if you have an employer that looks directly into his business, one thing you will know is that he knows those who really love the job and those who don't. And there is nothing about being fair when it's elevating people. Those who really love their job, he will elevate them. What am I trying to say? If you want to make it in civil service, listen to this. It's almost like a prophetic word. If you want to make it in civil service in Nigeria beginning from today, you must love the job. Words like, it is not my father's business, young man, must never come out of your mouth. Otherwise, you will die without ever being promoted. I hope you're getting my point. You must see your job in civil service as God's opportunity for you to bless your environment. I told young men, if you are a youth copper and they post you somewhere, stop grumbling about the fact that there is no light, there is no flowing water. People were living in that village before you came. They are still fetching water there. Teach them how to purify their water. Teach them how guinea worm will never afflict them again. That is why you are educated. You are a blessing to them. God has sent you as an instrument of blessing. Are you getting my point? Instead of going around grumbling as if life owes you everything, listen to me. What have you contributed to life that life should give you back? Look, that is a winner's mentality. A winner's mentality is, what can I give into life? A loser's mentality is, what can I take from life? Many years ago, I was watching NTA, network program, and they interviewed some lepers who were on the roadside begging. And one woman there made me laugh. She said, look at it now. My leg is rotting away and government is not doing anything about it. And I laughed. Government is not doing anything about it. So her problems for being a leper and being on the roadside is that government is not doing anything. That is, government is supposed to take care of all my problems. That is an average person's mentality. I'm supposed to take, collect, take from everybody. I'm not saying government does not have its responsibility. But listen, you do your part and leave God to prevail on other people to do their own parts in your life. And listen, if they don't do it, Mordecai said to Esther, he said, God will raise deliverance from another place. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say here. That is how God blesses people. You don't go around life behaving as if you're a taker, you're a taker. Listen, check it. Why can I be a giver? Givers are really winners. Givers are the ones that win. When we're talking about giving, it's not just dropping money in an offering basket in church. We are saying living life like you are a blessing. That's part of the faith we are talking about. I said I'm going to talk about works after faith. It's a good time to kick into that. If you know you're a blessed man, there are things you will not do. You know, one thing I have come to understand is that I'm a blessed person. If I'm with a rich man and we buy a bottle of Coke, I will offer to pay. You know why? I believe I'm a blessed man. I should buy him a drink. Are you getting my point? There was one thing God helped me to understand. That givers are winners. And I am a giver. I am a winner. I am somebody who is a victorious person in life. Jesus has made me more than a conqueror. For that reason, this idea of come and wash it. If a man buys a car, I don't practice it. If my friend buys a car, I buy him a gift for buying a car. I say, I know this car has taken away from you. Here, $1,000, buy some fuel. That's how winners live. I'm always a giver. Why? Because I'm a prosperous man. If I see a man everybody's always taking from, I look for what I can give him. Because I'm a giver. Listen to me. I'm not trying to bribe God into prosperity. I'm living according to my faith. That God has said to me, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. So even if all I have is 5 naira, I will divide it into 2 and give 2 naira 50 kobo, because I'm a giver. I'm a blessed man. Are you getting my point? Most people only go to where they can get. No, God has taught me to go to where I can give. Listen, that's how winners live. Why? Because they believe that God has brought blessing upon them. Are you getting my point? That's why I don't beg anybody for any visa. It's against my religion. My personal religion, in God's presence, I don't beg for anything. I am not saying it is wrong to take... People do business, they travel up and down, they go for courses. They are good things. But I don't think there is one land somewhere that prosperity is flowing from. Prosperity flows from above. And that is a fact about life. If God blesses you, rain can fall in any corner of earth. You don't have to go and fetch water from Egypt, from the Nile. Are you getting my point? And that's what God told the children of Israel. He said, listen, the land I'm taking you to is a land that drinks water from the rains of heaven that can pour blessing on you at any time. That's what he was telling them. I believe that. And that guides my works. It guides what I do. Listen, if I go to an office, I do what I can. Be a blessing to somebody. Let me just use that to bring out a few points. Because one of the issues about people is that they complain that people are being unfair to them, so they sow evil seeds into their own future. They give you a job in a company. You don't do your job diligently because you believe that the company is not paying you well. You know what the Bible says? Do your work, even if you are serving an evil master, as if you are serving the Lord. Because from the Lord comes your reward. Are you getting my point? I said something last time. Anything you believe in your heart will eventually come forth as fruit into your life, into your future. The faith you held, for those who believe that women are useless, they never get good wives. If you're a young man, you hold that mentality, drop it now. One day, a friend of mine, she just got married. She was telling me about it later. There are some other women who have been married before that. They sat at them and said, now they have just gotten married though. This is the time to get what you can from your husband. Because the way men are, it is now that your love is still shocking him. This is the time to get everything. I noticed something. All the women who gave her that counsel, none of them was happy in her marriage. I don't have to tell you that's why they are generating such seed, such words of Satan into another person's life. Are you getting my point? The young woman looked at them and felt sorry for them. Thank God she didn't buy it. If you're a young woman, you have that mentality, drop it now. You are sowing a bad seed for your tomorrow. I thank God for the wife that he gave me. My wife knows every 5 kobo I earn. There is no account I have that she's not aware of. And you know the interesting thing? The bankers also know. So if my wife walks into my bank and they say, please, what's my husband's balance? They give it to her. Because they know us personally. They know these people, that is the way they live their life. Nobody can persuade me that women are bad. Because if I accept it from you, a spirit of Jezebelness will enter my wife. And I don't want that. It is your thought patterns you face, the works that you do, that open the door for Satan in your life. My wife is a good woman. There are good women out there, young men, if you have not married. Let me tell you, there are abundant number of women that are good. There are God-fearing men everywhere. Young woman, you will get a good one. Believe the right things. Do the right works. Keep yourself for your husband. Something good will happen to you. That is faith. It affects your works. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is those works arising from this faith that builds a great future for you. Don't ever forget what I said. A giver is a winner. Don't forget that thing. I don't mean just dropping offering in church, but your attitude towards your boss. You know, some people only give things to their bosses to buy favors. But think about it. If this man didn't start this company, your children wouldn't eat. So for that reason, next festival, buy him a present. And let me tell you this. There is nobody that has so much that thinks he doesn't need anything. And everybody appreciates a gift. So what am I saying? That the thought patterns that are not in keeping with God's order is what will ruin your tomorrow. And you use the word of God to get the right heart attitudes. Believe God's words against what everybody else will say, and you are sure your tomorrow will be excellent. One song I learned those days, it said, colorful and bright, I must get there. My future is bright, I must get there. How do I know my future is bright? It's just simply because it has been described by the word of God. I said something to us last time, and I wish to repeat it again. And that is the fact that your current situation or your previous situations cannot describe what your tomorrow will be. What will describe your tomorrow is the word of God that you have received that is directing your actions today. That is all. That you want to be prosperous tomorrow, you have to get God's thought patterns, God's order in everything that you do. Have they told you that you cannot make money doing business legitimately? If you believe it, you have sowed a seed for destruction in your future. The way to lay a solid business foundation is to do like Daniel and his friends. Before they step into Babylon, they swore that we will not take money from this place that does not belong to us. I hope you get my application there. That is say, I will do my business legitimately. It's a faith in your heart which generates works. Listen, you will go to the market and your friends will import fake products and make more money than you importing the good ones. But let me give you God's promise. God said, if you maintain doing righteousness, in one day, I will close all of them so that you might prosper abundantly. So that people will use you to tell a story of how righteousness pays. Listen, for those of you who have been prospering from iniquity, these words have come forth. You are about to end. I hope you are getting my point. You've imported all kinds of fake things. Fake plugs, fake oil. The people who refuse to join you are about to start prospering. Young man, don't lay a foundation in iniquity for your tomorrow. It only brings you destruction when you hate it most. Are you getting my point? It will take strength away from you when you can no longer go to learn a new trade. You know, if a young man at 22 fails in one trade, he can go to another one. But if at 60, your business that you've done for the last 40 years collapses, where are you going to start from? You can't go to learn another trade. That is why it is good to lay a good foundation in God. You have to understand something. Jesus said, anyone who hears these words of mine and does them, this is how he is. He is like a man who dug deep, reached bedrock, and laid his foundation upon the rock. When calamity comes, he will stand. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. But the one who doesn't obey the word of God but lays his foundation anyhow, he has laid it upon sand. A little breeze is coming down. And you know the interesting thing? Read Isaiah chapter 40. That breeze is not an accident. It is a blowing of the Spirit of God. Isaiah said, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof are like the flowers of the field. He said, the grass withers, and the flower fades, when the breath of God blows upon it. Are you getting my point? It is God's judgment that brings that blowing. It will blow upon everybody, but the one whose work is founded on righteousness will stand solid, and he will survive the trying times. What are we saying? Lay a good foundation for tomorrow. You shouldn't look for success that is temporal. Are you following my point? You should not look for success that you'll enjoy for a while, and afterwards you start telling stories of the good old days. Your mouth should be that the best days are yet to come. That is, your path is like the shining light, like the light of dawn. That's how the Bible says for the righteous man, Proverbs 4:18, it shines brighter and brighter. That is, if you see a righteous man today, he will tell you tomorrow is going to be better than today. I hope you are following the point I'm making there. That is what we are talking about. That is the power in laying your foundation according to the order of God. People have lied that, you see, there's no truth in this country. Nobody can survive telling the truth. That was then. That was then. The Bible said God saw and he was displeased. Listen to me. The wrath of God has come, and the judgment and blessing of God has come upon the righteous. Do you get my point? That is, no longer will you call the thief generous. That's what God is saying. You want to survive the trials of God. These trying times. God said the only way is to lay your foundation in righteousness. Lay your foundation in good works, and you will discover that your tomorrow will indeed be great. Let me just say this quickly before I close for today. Bishop Odedepo used to say, the blessing of God come at a time they will not become a curse. Even though they are slow, they are sure. He said, I'd rather be slow and sure than be fast and then fail. Are you getting my point? That there's nowhere you are hurrying to. The Bible says that God is not slow as some count slowness. Peter was explaining. What he means is this. If you are counting the slowness of God by when your friend built a house and you have not yet built it, God will appear slow. But if you recognize that the blessing of God come at a time they will not become a curse, you will realize that you are not in competition with anybody. God has ordered your own life only according to your own book. That's why David said, wait for the Lord. He said, my soul waits earnestly for the Lord. Now, there was something I was watching in Kichiene on TV the other day. She was preaching. She said that faith does not tell God time, but expects good every day. I said, this is the correct definition of faith. That is, the blessing of God will most certainly come. And a man of faith will constantly wait for it, knowing that most certainly it will come. He may not be able to tell the time that it will come, but it will most certainly come. And that is the power of patience. God teaches us about what he calls patience. Patience means that I keep on doing the right things, even though the blessing has not yet come. Because I know for sure it will come at the appropriate time. That is the meaning of the word patience. Patience does not mean that I'm just waiting. I'm a patient person. I'm not in a hurry. No, patience means that I'm actively doing what God said I should do. There is something I noticed. Because you see, one thing about God is that everything he tells you to do, there is a plus side to it. What I mean is this. There is an active part. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. If God tells a man that I will bless you, but wait. He didn't say sit down at home and not go anywhere. He said at 8 o'clock, if every young man is supposed to be in the office, go to your office and go and work. Are you getting my point? That if you're a school teacher, if you have pupils waiting for you, go there and teach them. Do that constantly. The day I need you, I will know where to find you. Patience means that I know what is right at this point in time, and I continue to do it. If I'm a civil servant, I deal diligently like Daniel, knowing that from God comes my reward. So that when they search me out in the matters of the king, in every affair of the king, no negligence or corruption will be found in my works. If I do that constantly, the Bible says that I'm walking in patience. And it now says this. It said, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What was he saying? A man of faith, like we have described, who is walking patiently will most certainly inherit the promise. What does that mean? Even if he's in Nigeria, he will inherit the promise. If he lives in Ghana, he will inherit the promise. If he lives in Rwanda, he will inherit the promise. Any part of the world where he is from, he will most certainly inherit the promise. What is patience? Patience means I realize that God has placed me in this situation right now for a purpose. I'm expecting great things from his hand. But until he brings those great things, whatever he puts in my hand to do right now, I will do with all my strength. Sometimes people say that I'm beyond this. I'm too big to be doing this kind of job. But the man goes to America and sweeps gutters because he gets there and finds that there's no paddy in this jungle. If you don't walk, you won't eat. But God said, if you had just stayed where I kept you and I gave you the job that is more dignifying than this, but at least the job gives you food, you'll have waited, relaxed, continued doing righteously, then the appropriate time I will lift you up. That's how God operates. I hope you are getting the point I'm trying to make. Laying a good foundation for our future, that's what we're talking about. The foundation is spiritual. It is not a physical thing. It is not the buying of stocks or investing in real estate. Those things are good. They will work spontaneously in the life of the man that is blessed. Everybody who follows laying physical foundation for tomorrow, most of them will find frustration at the end of the day. Then they will start telling stories that these things don't work. When in reality, what works is the blessing of God for a man to exercise his energy to be pleasing to God. Then if he buys real estate, it will work. Then if he buys stocks, it will work. Then if he invests in water, it will work. Then if he invests in oil, it will work. Are you getting my point? That what is working at that point in time is the blessedness of God. Let me summarize by reading Psalm 1. It said, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He said, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. Notice two things here. Number one, this man has a season. Are you getting my point? That right now may not be his season, but your season is coming if you keep on walking in the manner pleasing to God. At that point, listen to this. When your season comes, this is interesting. I think I should close with this. You know, there's what the Bible calls when the crop permits. It said the kingdom of God is like a seed that a man sows into the ground. And day by day, the man goes to sleep. He rises up. He said, the earth by itself brings forth fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the air. He said, when the crop permits, the man puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Listen to this. There is a season in your life when things just seem to be working for your favor. That is the season in which crop permits. Then when somebody wants to sell a car for half its market price, you suddenly have money to buy it. You don't struggle. Years before that, they wanted to sell at 10% the market price. You couldn't get that money together. Are you getting my point? Then people who want to sell things for ridiculously low prices because they need money again will come into you and say, please buy now. Then as soon as you finish buying it, another man who wants to buy at the market price comes in and buys it. And you sit in your house and start making money. Then you start looking and say, how have I gotten to this level? God said, thou shalt remember that it is the Lord thy God that is giving you power to get wealth. It's called the crop permitting. That is, your season has come. He said, at that point, in all that you do, you prosper. I like the story of Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. When she entered into this season, she invested money in a business and forgot about it. And then one day she went to church, and the pastor of the church had told her, please help us persuade the people to give money towards this, our children's church project. She said, the Spirit of God told her ahead of time, promise to double whatever it is that they put down. Before she knew what was happening, she promised it. To her surprise, she thought it would be about $1,000. The people put down cash, $106,000. Suddenly, she had to raise the money in 24 hours because she told them she doesn't deal on credit. So she told her to match it. As she was still sitting down contemplating, the phone rang again. Her son said, mommy, why is it that everything you put your hands to turns to gold? He said, that investment has just begun to yield. Your share in the first month is over $100,000. It is called the crop permitting. Her season has come. What do we need? Wait for your season. David said, wait. Again, I say, wait. Do you understand that point?
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books and other materials, log on to kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.